Juba Open Space, an open literacy resource and community innovation based space, is organizing the first technology and hardware building and innovation workshop in Juba.
All right, and to tell us more about this workshop is Jake Sana Jambu, and is the founder of Juba Open Space Hub, and Bjor Ajang, who has been part of the Axe Totec TOT training in Uganda. Welcome, gentlemen, and it's good to have you.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Jake Sana Jumbo, but I'm the founder of Platform Africa, rather. Mm-hmm. And the workshop that we're doing is in collaboration with the Juba OS that is located in Kudele.
Right. Thank you so much for that correction. Now, moving on, I mean, just quickly, bring us to speed on the activities that Juba Open Space does.
Okay, so the Juba Open Space is a learning and an innovation hub. And it's like the second or the third hub that has developed after a series of trainings that started from what we used to call as a Peace Hack Camp in 2015, which is like an intensive media literacy and innovation kind of gathering, a boot camp meeting in South Sudan. So through these workshops that started from the Peace Hack Camp, like many youth got inspired to start building initiatives that would support, you know, the replication of the actions of the Peace Hack Camp. Mm-hmm. And one, you know, initiative that came up from all these trainings and all these workshops of the innovations in J-Hub and the Peace Hack Camp was the Juba Open Space. Mm-hmm. And the Juba Open Space is basically like a community-oriented space that brings, you know, youth together and people, innovators in Juba, to like access space so that they can collaborate. Mm-hmm. And then also like it offers, you know, startups, so they support startups. Like people right now, they're supporting three startups. One startup is Southern Talent Management, and other startups that they're building. So they're supporting young entrepreneurs in Juba to like make the ideas happen, because mm-hmm. lots of people have skills, but what can they do about it? And I think Juba Open Space has come to give the answer to that question.
Yes, and what can you tell us about the upcoming technology and hardware building workshop that you are about to launch?
Okay, just a little bit of a background to how all this came up. Mm-hmm. We had trainings called the Open Tech trainings, and most of the trainings were done here in Juba, and we also had other TOT trainings in Kampala with innovators from South Sudan. And the founder of Juba Open Space was also a member of who also took part in these trainings in Kampala. And these trainings were basically meant to, like, you know, support people, social innovators. Social innovation is all about like looking at, you know, problems in the society and how you can solve them, and it's normally solved through two approaches. And the approach is looking like how you can solve it systematically, mm-hmm. and then also like sustainably. So systematic, you look at like the problem, and then you solve the real issues on the ground. And then sustainable, like how you can ensure that the actions or, you know, the approaches that you use to solve this problem can be replicated and can be done again, and you know, many people can do it. And so that's the thing. So we had this TOT training so that like many people can go on ground and support their communities through trainings like this. And through these trainings, we were able to develop the kit, which you call the ASCOTEC. Mm-hmm. So the ASCOTEC stands for Access to Skills and Knowledge Open Tech Emergency Case. And basically, the ASCOTEC comes to answer the question, is like, what does it take to become a trainer or mm-hmm. to do workshops with peers on P2P structures or with your community when you have no access to infrastructures, like, you know, all the stuff that it takes to make or to do workshops, and you don't have access to internet. So the ASCOTEC has been built like as a field guide, to tackle field challenges when it comes to repair innovation and, you know, doing things on the ground where there's no access to internet.
Right, Jackson, we'll come back to that. And now, looking at Bjor, you have been part of these trainings. How has this impacted your life?
Okay, I attended it first in 2015 or 14 there, the Peace Outcome, mm-hmm. and that's where I got inspired when we started organizing like this solar charger, like how to build a solar charger and those simple materials. Yeah, you see, with all this, like, it was great. After that, we were taken to Kampala to have TOT training, mm-hmm. like we could train other people. And after the training, we found out that, and Juba Open Space found out that, since there are people who have the knowledge, and can share this knowledge with others, like the knowledge was shared with them, mm-hmm. why don't we do some workshop together such that other South Sudanese who are interested and they are down there, they don't know anything and they don't know where to go.
Right.
Yeah. Why don't we share with them? That's okay. why it's called Junoop Open Space. And I got really happy to be part of this training because mm-hmm. this knowledge, I got it and I have to share it with other South Sudanese. You know, when we come together, this like people would think that, let's say it's like a hardware kind of thing. But when we are together like you are together now, you feel peaceful because you can't fight somebody you already know. You say, hey, this is a guy I met in the training and why do we have to do this, guys? Mm. You find a solution there, you see? And that's why it's very important to share your knowledge. Like if you have something you can share with your people, always have that chance to share with them. And that's why I will encourage all the youth to be innovative, to create something, to make a difference in South Sudan.
Right.
And we know that we can make some technology soon.
Right. Like they say, an idle man is, mind is a devil's workshop.
Yeah.
And it's good that you're bringing these youth together. Well, the workshop is soon happening. Are there plans to expand it beyond Juba?
Okay, so we have had similar trainings like this in Uganda. And the main aim of these trainings that we are actually running in Uganda and also here in South Sudan is for us to test the Ascote kit. So the kit that we came up together, we put together, is still a prototype. And like right now we're trying to test it and like get feedback from the people that we're working with to see like how can we better improve this. And so through this we look at all this, you know, feedback from people, and then we see how we can scale the impact that this product has.
All right, gentlemen, we're coming to the news shortly. It's quite unfortunate we don't have enough time, but it's been really good having you in the studios. Just your final remarks, what could you like to say in just a few sentences?
Okay, thank you so much again. What I would like to tell the people of the Republic of South Sudan is let's come together, and when we come together we can do other things that other people don't do. You know, we have to choose other things, not because they are simple but because they are hard, so that we can bring industrial revolution to South Sudan. This is how it is done.
Thank you. Yes, finally, your final remarks.
Yeah, and my final remarks would be that technology is a great tool that can be used to empower people, and I believe in technology as really a way that we can use to go, because right now the problem in South Sudan is there are lots of youth but the employment is low, and this is owed to low skills and, you know, maybe like coherent government policies that would observe people. So the Oscar Tech is, and then these trainings and the trainings is to, like, you know, or, you know, to capitalize on these already existing systems of education through supporting them with skills development and vocational stuff like
Thank
that.
You.
So, like, I encourage everyone to come to the training.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate, and keep on the good work.